Hello, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. I'm here today with Kathy Robertson, and we just want to talk a little bit about the dental clinic and some of our hopes for the clinic and some of the history of the clinic. And so, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Larry.
Good to have you here. Now, you have a connection with Alert Bay, just so we kind of fill in a bit of the history. What's your connection with Alert Bay?
Actually, my family connection for Alert Bay goes back to about 1929 when my dad and his family came here. My dad was just a little boy at the time, and so he had his childhood here in Alert Bay.
Oh, fantastic. How old was he when he left?
Well, Dad left as a young teenager. He was a boy who wanted to go to school, so he went into Vancouver, and the rest of the family stayed here until mid to later 50s.
And your dad was one of the first original BC Ferry workers, too, eh?
Oh, sure. BC Ferries and Alert Bay, there's lots of connections there.
Yeah. Well, I know for me, I came here as a kid to Holberg. I spent 2 years in Holberg. So, and I know you and I had been doing some volunteer work for First Nations around the Nanaimo, Chemainus, and Nanus, and we actually came up here to see the dental clinic because we're helping First Nations set up similar clinics and wanted to see how it all worked. And then both of us actually started to work at this clinic too. So that's sort of the history. So what's your main concern about what's happening with the clinic or what's not happening with the clinic?
Sure. Well, my main concern is for what is not happening with the clinic. You know, I've been proud to have been employed and associated with our dental clinic for a few years, and now I'm more than saddened by the fact that it's closed, and it has been closed since the middle of March. Now, I know COVID brought all that on, and we've had months of having to have a new kind of life around our COVID confines, but all that being said, many, many dental offices in the province are back up and running and have been for a few months. Our clinic, however, remains closed, and that concerns me. It concerns me that the employees there, that myself and the dental assistants and the receptionists, all of us are still out of work. But more to the point, what concerns me more is that our patients aren't getting the care they need. You know, we were getting some pretty good results with the No Cavity Club. So many of our kids were getting healthier. And now, since we haven't been open since March, you know, we haven't been able to help take care of that. We haven't been able to take care of these kids. And that has me troubled.
Yeah, I agree. I know, I think with the previous dentists like Frank Foster and Sid, I forget Sid's last name, but, you know, great, great guys that I sort of shared time with. I know we used to get together at the Pacific Dental Conference and sort of plan and strategize about what to do in the community. And I think the work of those guys was pretty fantastic in decreasing the amount of cavities that kids have. And it's from the stories of when they first arrived, too, that things have really improved.
Oh, absolutely. I totally can see it, too. I mean, the clinic, the equipment, the instruments, all our items we have to use are just state-of-the-art. It's an excellent facility, and the work that Frank and Sid were able to do over those years it really made a difference. And we're talking about dental health, Larry. We're talking about health, and we aren't running an aesthetic studio, you know. lots of places were shut down and we had changes over COVID. We couldn't get our hair cut. We couldn't get our nails done. And we couldn't get our dentistry done. But dentistry is not an aesthetic. It's a health item. And it has ramifications in more than just dental health. I mean, the health implications around pregnancy and around diabetes, our heart patients, our lung compromised patients, so many of those medical concerns have issues around dental health as well. And when we aren't meeting the needs of our community for their dental care, it really does have a negative impact on their full health, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. I mean, more and more research these days is showing the relationship of dental health with blood pressure, heart disease. You know, it's quite amazing. And you know, equipment-wise, I mean, this equipment just switched to digital radiography, which means that the films are developed on the computer. There's no chemicals needed. Also, the radiation is about 1/10 of the amount that is used in normal films. And we even have a digital panoramic X-ray machine. I mean, so we are state of the art here. I mean, we have what any practice in downtown Victoria, except for laser, which is not a necessary tool, but everything else we have here, and it's amazing. And also, we treat everybody. Like, we have patients from Swantula, from Malcolm Island come. We have patients from Port Hardy, from Port McNeil, from Cole Harbour. It's a great thing to have that dental community in that dental practice in this community.
Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, we all know about living in North Island. If we have to go anywhere for treatment out of town, it's over 2 hours away. So unfortunately, people in our community, not everyone can get off island and just get up and go. And my concern is for our school kids, for instance, with a sore tooth, and they're going to be not able to focus properly at school. Their tooth might be hurting them at bedtime, so they're not sleeping properly. We might have some of our adult patients with a sore tooth, maybe a swelling, maybe some abscess involvement. And anytime we have a focus of infection like that, that infection doesn't just stay in the mouth. That doesn't do the rest of the body any good either. And my concern as winter is approaching, it also calls a halt to some people traveling for care. And this is troublesome because these sore teeth and broken teeth and oral infections are going untreated.
Yes, definitely. I know that's a concern for me too. Now, as a counselor in the village of Alert Bay too, I mean, we're on our side of the village. We're seeing our population decline quite considerably, and I'm always sort of thinking of ways to attract people to come here. And you know, the dental clinic has always been that for me. It's been, I mean, we have restaurants, we have the liquor store, we have the hardware store, and we have three doctors in town. And you know, it's pretty fantastic the treatment availability that we have, and we have the dental clinic. Or we had the dental clinic. I mean, that would be a real attraction for a lot of people to come here.
Oh, absolutely. And we had full possibilities of care. And now without dentistry, that's a huge lack and a huge emptiness for the town.
Yeah. Well, anything, I mean, we're getting, we don't want to have this too long, so we want people listening to our ideas. But what are your thoughts about what should be happening now?
Well, I think some decisions would be great to hear some decisions about when we could get the clinic up and running. I know to make it COVID safe, we would need just, what would you think, a week or so, maybe a few days to put up some COVID appropriate shields and bring in a few more pieces of protective gear, order a few more supplies, and we could be up and running. And that would be fantastic, because then we'd be really taking care of our town. Then we'd really be taking care of the people who need it. It's there's a serious omission here. There's a lack of care. There's a lack of treatment in town, and that's troubling me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've offered my services as a volunteer to help sort of set up what we need to do in the clinic. I mean, my license will expire early next year, and I'm not renewing my license to practice. So it's for me, it's not like I'm trying to create a job for myself. I'd like to see the dental clinic operate here, and I'm willing to do whatever I can do to help that.
So when you end your license and decide to retire, well, you'll be missed at clinic, Larry. You'll be missed for not being able to be there and take care of patients that I've known that you've always been really available for that, to take care of patients in the clinic, and town will miss you.
I'll still be here. Anyway, Kathy, thanks for coming in to talk about this. I think it's something that is good if anybody listens to us and has a thought about it. Contact Georgia at the health center there, because she's the person who has kind of got her finger on the pulse of everything. So thanks again, Kathy.
Very well, Larry. Thanks.